I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are you taking us this week?
We're going to San Gabriel, as we do so often, and we're going to a restaurant with maybe the best name of any restaurant I have ever been to.
Which is?
Nothingness.
I love that so much. Does the food evoke the title? Which, that would be kind of sad, actually.
I couldn't figure out why the restaurant is named Nothingness. And I thought it was one of those strange mistranslation things. But no, it actually does seem to say nothingness in Chinese as well as in English.
And what are we eating there?
This is Chongqing-style Sichuan food, which means slightly hotter than the Chengdu style and some different dishes. If you eat here, you know it the next day, but that's fine. Because you get to say that you've been to a restaurant called Nothingness and you've ordered something called Thunderbolt Frog.
Okay, so Thunderbolt Frog is a thunderbolt because it is...
I guess because it's pretty spicy, or maybe because it comes in a big hot pot type thing, or maybe because of the particular piquancy of the chili broth. It's basically a frog hot potty sort of thing, and it's delicious. There's something on the menu called the number one chili oil fish fillet, which is, in fact, one of their fish dishes that isn't a fillet, it's a whole fish, that comes in chili oil. It's very close to the thing that you sometimes see on Sichuan menus is water-boiled fish.
Is there an outrageous amount of bean sprouts in there, too?
There are always a lot of bean sprouts in there.
It's my favorite thing.
A, you eat them, but B, I think it serves the purpose of pushing the fish up to the top of the pot so you can see it.
Definitely.
There's a structural purpose to it. And the third evocatively named dish is brainstorming.
All right.
Which turns out to actually be a whole pig brain in a lot of chili and cumin. So I'm not going to tell you about that one.
Does it come intact on the plate or is it in little pieces?
It comes intact on the plate. I got to admit, I didn't order it. I saw it being paraded by. But other things you're going to want, there's something called the luhi fish, which is chunks of fish in a pureed green chili with Sichuan pickle sauce. Their version of the Chongqing dish that everybody wants, which is often translated fried chicken cube with pepper, and I think is called just chicken with hot pepper here, is really good. It's chunks that are, you know, dredged in salt and Sichuan pepper and pepper, fried with an astonishing amount of dried Japanese peppers and served on a plate. And you sort of pick out the chicken and you gnaw it off the bone.
Sounds wonderful.
It's good and crunchy and happy. It's not usual with restaurants like these to tell you that there are some things that you probably should avoid, but the duck stuffed with eight treasures is pretty bland, and the duck with ginger sauce is in a weird amount of batter, so don't get the duck so much.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Nothingness Restaurant in San Gabriel. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.